Welcome to the lesson on Heatwave Framework Ghost Note Titan in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes. In this session, we're focusing on one of the most important parts of breakbeat programming, the tiny notes that sit between the big ones. Those ghost notes might be quiet, but they do a huge amount of work. They create movement, tension, swing, and that human, urgent energy that makes jungle and old school D&B feel alive. The Heatwave idea here is simple. Keep the main break hot and energetic, but tighten the low-level ghost notes so the groove feels punchy, controlled, and ready for a heavy bass line. We want attitude, not mess. We want motion, not clutter. So let's get into it. First, choose the right break. You want something with character already built in. Classic choices are Amen-style breaks, Think-style breaks, funky drummer-type breaks, or any dusty old break with little snare bleed, hat movement, and extra percussion tucked inside it. Those details are where the ghost notes live. Drag your break into Ableton Live 12 on an audio track, and turn warp on. For this kind of percussive material, set warp mode to beats. If the break is already close to your session tempo, great. If not, line it up with warp markers until it sits properly in time. You do not need perfection yet. You just want the groove to start in the right place. For beginners, the easiest workflow is to slice the break into separate hits. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transient if the break is organic, or by 1/16 if you want more predictable control. Ableton will create a drum rack, which is perfect because now each hit sits on its own pad. Now comes the important part. Listen for the ghost notes. These are the quieter hits that sit between the main accents. They might be faint snare taps, little hat ticks, small kick details, or tiny fill notes that add bounce. In jungle and old school D&B, ghost notes often sit just before the snare, just after the snare, or in the spaces between your kick and snare anchors. And here is the key mindset. Don't try to erase them. Tighten them. Think of it like this. Keep the anchor note steady and move the ghost notes into the pocket. The main kick and snare hits should stay stable. Those are your backbone. The ghost hits are the seasoning, and you can adjust them without breaking the whole loop. Open the MIDI clip from your sliced break, zoom in enough to see the notes clearly, and select the quiet ones. Now nudge them slightly earlier or later depending on how the groove feels. If a ghost note feels late and sloppy, bring it a little earlier. If it feels too stiff, tuck it slightly behind the grid. We're talking very small moves here. Tiny timing shifts, not dramatic rewrites. Start with adjustments in the 5 to 15 millisecond range, or use very fine grid nudges like 1/64 or 1/32. A really good rule for this style is to use the snare as your reference point. In jungle and old school D&B, the snare usually anchors everything. If the ghost notes fight the snare, the loop loses its snap. So if your snare is landing on beats 2 and 4, keep those exactly where they are, and let the ghost notes dance around them. A ghost tap just before the snare can create urgency. A tiny one just after can create drag and bounce. That contrast is part of the magic. Now, do not hard quantize everything. That's one of the fastest ways to kill the vibe. Quantize only what needs it. If you want to, select just the ghost notes and use CMD or Control plus U. Set the grid to something sensible, like 1/16 or 1/32. If it feels too rigid afterward, back off the quantize amount and use something like 50 to 80% instead of 100. The goal is control, not robotic sameness. Next, use velocity to make the ghosts breathe. Ghost notes should usually be much lower in velocity than your main hits. That dynamic contrast is what gives the break its shape. A strong snare can sit around 95 to 127 in velocity, while ghost snares might live somewhere around 20 to 70. Light ghost hats can be even lower. The exact values depend on your samples, but the principle stays the same. The ghost notes whisper, and the main hits speak clearly. This is where the framework really starts to feel musical. Timing gives the groove motion. Velocity gives it depth. And tone gives it attitude. So let's shape the sound. A simple stock Ableton chain can do a lot here. On your drum group or break track, try EQ 8 first. If the loop feels muddy, cut some low mid boxiness around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats are too harsh, soften the top end a little around 7 to 10 kHz. Don't overdo it. You just want the ghosts to sit cleanly in the mix. After EQ 8, drum bus is a great choice for jungle energy. Add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and keep the crunch subtle if you want thickness without destroying the character. Be careful with boom. Use it only if it supports the groove. A little transience can help the break pop. Saturator is another useful tool. Try analog clip mode at around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That can thicken the brake and help the quieter hits feel more present without simply turning them up. If the loop needs to feel glued together, use glue compressor lightly. A slower attack, auto release or a moderate release time, and a 2 to 1 ratio are usually a safe starting point. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. If you squash it too hard, the brake loses its natural swing. If one ghost hit is too jumpy, a regular compressor on that pad or group can tame it. Again, small moves. We're shaping, not crushing. Now let's talk about groove. Jungle and old school DNB often loves a bit of swing, but too much can make the ghosts wobble instead of roll. Open the groove pool and try a light swing groove, maybe in the 53 to 58% range. Keep the timing subtle, low random values, just enough movement to breathe. A useful trick is to apply groove only to the ghost notes or hi-hats, while leaving the main kick and snare more grid-tight. That keeps the groove clean and the pocket strong. If the original break already has a strong feel, you may not need much groove at all. Sometimes the sampled rhythm already has all the personality you need. Now, a little micro-editing can go a long way. If a ghost hit is muddy or overlaps badly, shorten the sample tail, add fades, or trim the clip edges. In Ableton Audio Clips, use the fade handles to clean up clicks and reduce clutter. In Drum Rack, if a sliced hit feels inconsistent, open it in Simpler and adjust the release, start point, or filter envelope. Tiny cleanup moves like this can make a dense break feel much more polished. And here's a teacher tip. Think in layers, not just notes. A ghost note can beat a timing detail, a velocity detail, or a tone detail. Usually it's all three, so don't judge the note by itself only. Zoom out and listen to the whole loop. This is really important. A ghost note might sound perfect solo and still feel wrong once the bass line comes in. Tightness is relative. Always judge the drums in context with the sub, reese, or rolling bass line. That's where the real decision happens. For arrangement, try building your loop like a record instead of a static practice pattern. Start with bars 1 and 2 as a dry break with slightly lower ghost velocities. Let the pocket establish itself. Then bring the bass line in on bars 3 and 4. Keep the drums tight and simple so the ghosts can support the movement without fighting the low end. On bars 5 and 6, add a small variation, maybe a hat change or a tiny fill. Then on bars 7 and 8, bring in a snare roll, reverse cymbal, or filtered layer to build energy before the drop. That kind of structure makes the loop feel like it's going somewhere. Even a tiny change in ghost note placement can make the arrangement feel alive. If the break is too noisy, layer a clean top loop or a simple closed hat on top. Keep it subtle. High pass that layer around 200 to 400 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the break body. The goal is not to replace the break. The goal is to reinforce the movement. If you want more darkness and weight, there are a few great tricks. You can route the ghost notes to a group or return track and add a little saturation, drum bus, or even pedal for dirtier texture. You can use auto filter to darken the ghost layer slightly. You can even duplicate the break, low pass the copy, overdrive it a bit, and blend it quietly underneath the main break. That can make the quiet details feel thicker and more record-like. Another simple but powerful move is to use clip gain instead of piling on more processing. If one hit is too loud, turn it down. If the loop feels unbalanced, balance it first before adding heavy effects. That keeps your headroom clean and makes the ghost notes easier to control. If you want a bit of space without washing out the drums, add a very short room reverb to a ghost layer. Keep the decay short and the wet amount low. That can create a sampled inner room feel that works beautifully in old-school flavor jungle. Now let's talk about common mistakes. The first one is quantizing everything to the grid. That kills the jungle feel fast. Keep the main hits steady, and let the ghosts do the moving. The second is making ghost notes too loud. If they become as loud as main hits, they stop being ghost notes and the groove loses its contrast. The third is overswinging the break. A little swing is great. Too much and the pattern starts to wobble instead of roll. The fourth is removing too many ghost notes. The whole point of this approach is to tighten, not erase. Leave some human detail in there. That's what makes sample drums feel alive. The fifth is ignoring sample tails. Long tails can clash with the next hit and with the bass. Trim them where needed. And the sixth is not checking the drums with bass. Always listen in context. Here's a good practice exercise. Load an Amen-style break into Ableton. Slice it to MIDI. Find at least four ghost notes. Move two slightly earlier. Move one slightly later. Lower the velocity on all of them, and leave the main snare hits unchanged. Then put EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor on the drum group. Compare the original and the tightened version, then listen again with the bass line underneath and ask yourself which version feels more controlled, which one leaves more space for the sub, and which one sounds more like a finished record. If you want to push further, try making one break work in three different ways. Make a clean pocket version with minimal edits. Make a rolling version with a few extra ghost taps and a bit more swing. Then make a dark heavy version with a filtered duplicate and a touch more saturation. Compare all threes against the same bass line. That exercise will teach you a lot about how ghost notes shape the feel of the whole track.